hour is 1:25, and the date is April 18th, 1983. The place is room 124 in the hearing room, judiciary hearing room located in the capital at Juneau, Alaska. Present for the meeting today are Representative Liska, Representative Barnes, Representative Winty, and myself, Representative Bustle. We have three scheduled matters at issue today. HB 8, which is an act relating to judicial retention elections and providing for effective date. HB 165, which is an act relating to public offices commissioners providing for an effective date. And HB 247, which is an act relating to tampering with an item of commerce that is a drug, food, drug, device, and cosmetic. HB 8 is the first scheduled matter at issue today. This is an item that this committee has spent a number of hours hearing to date. We've had repeated meetings with the sponsor, as well as council spent a number of further time with the council and the court system and others, and there's been no meaningful offers for amendments for this bill. Representative Barnes?
Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill Number 8, an act relating to judicial retention elections, provided for an effective date, be moved from the committee.
Is there objection? There being none, House Bill 8, an act relating to judicial retention elections and providing for an effective date, will be moved from the committee today.
Question, Mr. Chairman, is this committee substitute or House Bill 8?
I made a motion to move the original bill from the committee.
That's the only bill we have for discussion. That's the total bill file.
Do you have this in your file? That's what confused me.
Well, we never did. The next scheduled matter at issue today is House Bill 165. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 165, an act relating to public offices commission and providing for an effective date. It's committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 65, and it's the state affairs version of the bill. It's an act relating to 165, and it's an act relating to public office commission providing for an effective date. This bill has had extensive hearings in the State Affairs Committee. It received a due path from, there was only a four-person member, three people on the due path. One, if amended, and it was amended, it is the committee's substitute that is before the committee today. Again, this is another bill that received extensive scrutiny and input by a number of witnesses. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move and ask unanimous consent to committee substitute sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 165, State Affairs, an act related to public offices commission provided for an effective date, be moved from the committee.
Is there objection? There being none, committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 165, an act relating to public office commission providing for an effective date, and move to committee today. did Gail think she'd be gone, John? Or do you have any?
No, she had to go up to Senate Judiciary. Listen, hit the bill to court, it's especially going up there too.
Are you aware of concerns that she does have?
I'm sorry?
Are you aware of concerns that she does have?
No, she didn't. I didn't talk to her about this other amendment.
The next item at issue is House Bill 247, an act relating to tampering with an item in commerce that is a food, drug, device, or cosmetic. We did chat at length about this bill the other day and raised in committee with a question about basically the word device. And Representative Whisker was going to, as Prime Sponsor of the bill, was going to talk to the Department of Law about that word. Representative Whisker?
Mr. Chairman, did you talk to Gail about that?
I tried to call away the only people who were talking about
there seems to be a little problem with the bill just as it is, with the exception of what might or might not be the definition for the word device. If you don't have any objection, you know, or you'd like to change the bill, you know, the committee can move it. It does go to rules. You can amend the rules if you want to do that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have no objection to removing the word device. Really,
leaving it in there for that.
You can leave it in there. I'd have no objection one way or the other on it. However, after scrutinizing this bill and after the first session we had on this, which Representative Clarkson brought up, I felt that we probably should put some additional language into it to make it a more meaningful bill instead of a one-line item bill. Before you have a sponsor amendment, which we have drafted up, to add to this particular piece of legislation. Because if you recall, Chairman, the first session we had, I didn't come up of Halloween candy, for example, or shrink and oranges and apples and what have you, for whether, which definitely brings it to light on Halloween, where an item of commerce is take bought from a store or shop or what have you, and passed on to further people with the item. Perhaps as well, this could cause serious physical injury. So that's why we have added an additional paragraph in a subparagraph 2.
Why don't we just do this, and unless there's objection from the committee, we'll go ahead and let you and the Department of Law work a committee substitute for this bill and have it ready for the first order of business tomorrow.
Yeah,
and have it in a proper type and prepared for it. If nothing further comes before this committee today, we'll stand in adjournment until 1:30 tomorrow.